Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Today I'm just gonna be talking about sports on this one. Specifically, what happened yesterday in the NBA with Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers, Paul George going there too, DeMarcus Cousins going to the Los Angeles Lakers. First, I just want to talk about the Clippers right now. I think that it was the best move they could have done. And this may sound stupid, but not only do they turn their team into a really good contender, they've never even made out of the second round before, and now they've turned their team into a contender. But they have stopped the Lakers from becoming quite possibly the best super team of all time. LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis could have been the best super team of all time. I don't know who would be able to stop that team. They would just easily run through. But the Clippers, they may have gave up a lot in that Thunder trade for just Paul George, but that's the thing, it's not just Paul George. They traded 7 first round picks, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, and I think I might be forgetting someone, for Paul George. But in reality, what it actually is they traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, 7 first-round picks for Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Because without that trade, Kawhi Leonard's not going there. So they essentially got Kawhi Leonard in the deal. It's going to be a great Christmas day it's obviously Christmas Day that's going to be on. Where most likely it'll be a battle in the Staples Center between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins versus Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverley. It's going to be a good game. And it just brings the LA versus LA rivalry to another level. I can't remember the last time both of them have been a good team at the exact same time, but here we are now where they're both top contenders. Now, looking at the side of Oklahoma City Thunder, they traded away Paul George, but I think that what they did was amazing because They got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander back. They got Danilo Gallinari. They got 7 first-round picks, which is a record-breaking. And now they have a really, if they make the right draft picks, they could have a super team in a few years. I mean, you look at the Golden State Warriors, it only took them 3 picks to make a super team before Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins joined them, specifically Kevin Durant. They were still a super team then. Only took them a 7th pick, I think it was 7th that Curry got drafted, an 11th pick, and I can't even remember what pick Draymond Green got drafted with, but I know it was a second round pick. So even if those Clipper picks might not be the best, they don't need to be the best if you make the right draft picks and develop a player properly. You could create a superstar. I mean, Kawhi Leonard was the 15th pick in the Spurs, but the Spurs developed him well. They didn't even draft him. They just took him from the Pacers. Also, what the Thunder need to do going forward is they need to trade Russell Westbrook. And there are 2 teams that I think Russell Westbrook should be traded to. The first one is the Milwaukee Bucks. Just think about it. My phone froze for a second. I don't know why. I got scared that this whole thing stopped. Look at it. Let's say they give up Eric Bledsoe and, I forget the bench on that team. Because they lost Brogdon. Let's say they give up Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, and, I don't think they give up Middleton, but they could give up Bledsoe, maybe like a first round pick, and two bench players for Russell Westbrook. Think about that. That would hell improve the Bucks, because they're already favorites, I think, to win the East next year. Adding Russell Westbrook would just, if they can keep Chris Middleton, adding Russell Westbrook would just be a really great addition for the team. And the Thunder won't even be in that bad of a position. But I've told a million people this trade scenario, and I'm still sticking with it. The trade I think should happen is Russell Westbrook gets traded to the Houston Rockets in a three-team deal. That includes the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Houston Rockets, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Who would be going where? Well, Russell Westbrook would be going to the Houston Rockets. What would be going to Minnesota is Chris Paul and a second round pick from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And what would be going to the Oklahoma City Thunder? Andrew Wiggins. Minnesota's unprotected pick, first round pick, and two protected Houston Rockets picks that are like lottery protected or like top five protected, or I don't know. Protection doesn't matter, they'll just be protected. And now this may seem like a horrible trade for the Oklahoma City Thunder, because Russell Westbrook is way better than Andrew Wiggins, but when you look at it, they cannot keep going forward with Russell Westbrook. It's clear that Russell Westbrook cannot carry them to the championship, even with a second. Cannot carry them past the first round, as a matter of fact, even with a second star. So, what makes you think he's going to do anything on his own in Oklahoma City Thunder as the main guy? But if they had Andrew Wiggins there, then not. Even though he may seem like a bust right now, there's still potential. There's still hope that Andrew Wiggins can develop into an actual star. And the way I see that happening is he has to get traded to a young team who he's going to be the best player in, which also means the Thunder are going to have to trade Steven Adams. I'm not even going to worry about the trade scenario for that. They'll just have to trade him. So if they trade for Andrew Wiggins, trade Steven Adams, and they've got, with the trade scenario I propose, then they've got Andrew Wiggins, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think 10 first-round picks. So if they can make the proper picks or flip those picks into some assets, then the Thunder can be a championship contender, like a series championship contender in a few years. And then, so now let's talk about the Houston Rockets and the proposed trade I mentioned. I already said that Russell Westbrook cannot carry his team past the first round, even with a second star, if he's the main guy. But in Houston, he wouldn't be the main guy. James Harden would be the main guy. And that actually fits well, because Russell Westbrook and James Harden are not only former teammates, but they're actually best friends. And if James Harden and Chris Paul can become the number one seed above a Warriors team that features Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green, then they can definitely be a number one seed with Russell Westbrook and James Harden, with the Warriors now having only Stephen Curry, D'Angelo Russell, who knows how long of a season of Klay, and Draymond Green, who's probably gotten worse since 2018 it was. But now look at Minnesota. Yes, they'd be giving up their unprotected first-round pick, but they, if Chris Paul could actually help Karl-Anthony Towns develop, and that may sound stupid because Karl-Anthony Towns is already a star and a future top, I don't want to say top three, but it could be a top three center, but it's not guaranteed. But Chris Paul, he's a veteran, and he can help Karl-Anthony Towns become better. And not only that, but after the, if they traded their 2020 unprotected pick to Oklahoma City, then they get 2 years of Chris Paul with their unprotected picks, and they'll basically lose a lot of games, and they can, because Chris Paul isn't going to lead anyone to the playoffs, so they'll be a lottery team, even with Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler, and the one of the best seasons we've seen of Andrew Wiggins only got them an 8 seed. There's no way Karl-Anthony Towns and Chris Paul are going to be in the playoffs. So they'll still be a lottery team. They may be in the middle, but like I said, if you can make the right picks and develop the right the player properly, you can make a superstar out of any pick. So they get 2 years of Chris Paul helping the young players with the experience he has. And then they basically, in a few years, if those players can develop properly by the training of Minnesota, then they can actually be a good team. So I feel like this deal benefits everyone in it. Also, Kawhi Leonard, though, going to Houston is a big thing. What am I rambling about now? Now I'm just rambling about, I don't even know. Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers. Can he and Paul George win a championship? Something the Clippers have never done. Something the Clippers have never even gotten the chance to do. Something the Clippers have never even gotten a chance to earn their spot to play in that game. By that I mean they've never even been in a conference championship. They've never made it past the second round. Do I think that they can do it? Yes, I can. The Warriors are weak now. The Lakers are still good. The Thunder are worse now. And if they trade Westbrook, then they're going to be a rebuilding team. The Rockets are still a top contender. Blazers are still a top contender. Yeah. But I feel like if they can stay healthy, they can definitely beat out some of the good teams in the league. Now to look at the side of the Toronto Raptors now. I feel like they should build around Pascal Siakam. A lot of Raptor fans are going to hate the move for Kawhi to leave. But in all honesty, I don't see why. The moment they heard that they traded DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard, they didn't even like that trade already. Kawhi Leonard shut those fans up. Brought them a ring, which they've never had in their entire franchise's existence. Brought Canada their first ever championship since the Toronto Blue Jays did in 1993. The Canadians also won that year, too. And all he did was choose to go home. He didn't even create the super team that could have torched the league for the next 3 years. Well, depends if Anthony Davis stays. He probably will, but he could have created a super team in LA. Instead, he decided to build one with a different LA team. And in all honesty, a rebuild isn't that bad. They've already, as of last year, it was looking like if they were to rebuild, they were going to have to rebuild with currently zero pieces. Luckily, they had Pascal Siakam break out. Kyle Lowry, and Marc Gasol are on their final year, so they'll just let them walk, and you got a lot of money. Maybe you can sign a big free agent. I don't even know who any of the free agents are next year aside from Anthony Davis, but he's probably going to re-sign with the Lakers. And then you can probably make some trades. Like, I don't know. I don't want this to happen as a Laker fan, because I'm a Laker fan myself, but I feel like if the Raptors did make this trade, they were doing good. I feel like the Raptors should find a way to trade for Kyle Kuzma. Because Pascal Siakam and Kyle Kuzma, Siakam just finished his third year. Kuzma just finished his second year. Kuzma, I think, is averaging 18 points per game. Siakam just won the Most Improved Player Award over D'Angelo Russell, who also had a breakout season. So that's pretty impressive that Siakam was able to beat out D'Angelo Russell for that award. But, yeah. Oh, shit, what did I do? Sorry, I just tapped something on my phone, something came up. Anyways, yeah, but even though this is not the worst situation, unlike a lot of Raptor fans think it is, this is definitely not the best situation. When I woke up and saw that the Thunder offered Russell Westbrook and Paul George for just Pascal Siakam, but the Raptors declined, I was in shock, because just imagine this starting lineup. Point guard, Russell Westbrook. Shooting guard, Kyle Lowry. Small forward, Paul George. Power forward, Kawhi Leonard. Center, Marc Gasol. Backup point guard, Fred VanVleet. Backup shooting guard would be Danny Green, because he would have came back to Toronto if Kawhi Leonard came back to Toronto. Small forward, Norman Powell. Backup power forward, Pascal Siakam. And I don't know who their center would have been. That would have been the best scenario for them. And I do not know why they did it. But they did. Because they could have had Russell Westbrook and Paul George. And they would have brought back Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. Wait, did I say Pascal Siakam on that list? God, I'm dumb. Okay, let me restart. They could have had a roster that featured point guard, Russell Westbrook, shooting guard, Kyle Lowry, small forward, Kawhi Leonard, power forward. Small forward would have been Paul George, power forward, Kawhi Leonard, center, Marc Gasol, backup point guard, Fred VanVleet, who's actually pretty damn underrated. You've seen him in the finals. He was hitting threes. Like, he was Steph Curry. Like, he was playing really good, and he should not even be a backup point guard. He should be a starter on another team. And I think that if he comes back for the 2020-2021 season when Lowry is gone, he will be the starter, and he will prove himself to be a good starting point guard, which he could be on another team. Backup shooting guard, Danny Green, because Kawhi Leonard would have came back. Danny Green would have came back. Backup small forward, Norman Powell. And then after that, I don't know what it would have been. But yeah, they could have had a real good team. But it's not like building around Pascal Siakam is the worst option. No, if they had this rebuild 1 year ago, they would have been building around Norman Powell. Like, they would have actually been building around Norman Powell. So, who's a bench player to a fifth option starter. It depends on the team you put him on. He could be a fifth option starter, or he'd be a bench player. In the Raptors' case, right now he would have been a bench player. The current Raptors, he'll be a starter, but he'll be the fifth option probably. But no, you do not want to. I would not be wanting to rebuild around Norman Powell, so they should be happy that they've got Pascal Siakam. And they're gonna get a good haul. They shouldn't even be mad at Kawhi Leonard, though. I've already gone over this. All he did was choose home. He gave Toronto everything he had. He turned Toronto from a bunch of doubters who were mad about the DeMar DeRozan trade to a bunch of Kawhi idolizers. Now, looking at this, the Milwaukee Bucks, they were the first seed, even with Kawhi Leonard in the East. However, Kawhi Leonard was missing almost every second game. So, there's a reason why they could have easily just ran through the East with first place. But now that Kawhi Leonard is gone, it's almost like the Raptors situation last year. They weren't able to get through LeBron. But now that LeBron was gone, they were able to do some damage in the East. The Bucks, they couldn't get through Kawhi Leonard, but now that Kawhi Leonard's gone, they can actually do some damage. Maybe the next team will be the Sixers, and Toronto 2021 gets the Bucks, or maybe he goes to the East, and then the Sixers become the new Bucks. And then, or I guess the Nets. I forgot the Nets were a thing. Fuck. Anyway, Milwaukee Bucks, they lost Malcolm Brogdon. But I would not have paid that much money for Malcolm Brogdon. So they did good there. They now have a chance to actually make the finals. And depending on who they can beat any of the Western teams. But it's just a matter of will they beat the Western teams. If they're healthy. If Giannis goes down in game one of the NBA finals, then they're fucked. But if they can stay healthy, they can beat any team in the West, but they can lose to any of the contenders in the West. Like, they could, like, if they matched up with the Clippers, I can definitely see them beating the Clippers, but I can also see them losing to the Clippers. If they matched up against the Lakers, I could see them beating the Lakers, but I could also see them losing to the Lakers. If they match up with the Warriors, I could see them beating the Warriors, but I also can see them losing to the Warriors. If they match up with the Rockets somehow, I can see them beating the Rockets, but I can definitely see them losing to the Rockets. But the biggest it's basically now, for this year, it's going to be a two-team race in the East. Yes, the Nets have Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan and some young players like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, but they're not going to compete with a team like the Bucks. They'll be third seed in the East. They'll be the third, but they're going to be knocked out in the second round to the Philadelphia 76ers. Bringing up to the Philadelphia 76ers. Hang on, I'm just going to name this video. There we go. The Sixers have Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Tobias Harris. And I think that even though they lost Jimmy Butler, even though they lost J.J. Redick, they're going to be a better team next year. Ben Simmons will be a year older. Ben Simmons will be a year more experienced. Joel Embiid will be a year older. Joel Embiid will be more experienced. And after watching what happened to them at the end of last year, I don't know if there's more motivation than that. You're in game 7. The score is tied 90-90. 5 seconds left. The Raptors have the ball. Kawhi Leonard takes a shot up over Embiid. It hits the rim. Hits the rim again. Goes in. Like, they were one shot away from going to the third round, where I thought they would have beat the Bucks, and I thought they could have actually had a chance against the Warriors, because they put up way more of a fight than the Milwaukee Bucks did against the Raptors, and they put up more of a fight than the Golden State Warriors did up against the Raptors. So they're going to be a year more experienced now. even though they don't have Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick, they're going to be more experienced. If Ben can develop a jump shot, they have a chance to actually be a solid team, because Ben can just start hitting three-pointers, because what teams can do against the Sixers is they can just defend against Embiid and leave Simmons open at the three, because he's not going to hit that. So Ben just needs to spend this entire summer developing a jump shot, and the Sixers will have way more success. I feel like they can compete against the Bucks and have a real good shot. I can also see the Bucks beating them, but I can also see the Sixers winning. It's just a matter of, will they actually progress? Which they will, definitely, but will they progress enough to be able to give themselves an edge, the edge over the Bucks that they need in order to win the East and potentially win the finals against whoever is matching up against them? Warriors, Lakers, Clippers, Rockets, Blazers. But I don't know. They should have enough motivation. Like last year, they got 4-1 against the Celtics, I think it was. 4-1. I don't see that as motivation. No, enough. I mean, it should be motivation. Getting killed like that should motivate anyone to be better. But that's not like any big motivation. Like, oh, we just need to look at the holes. What happened against the Raptors should be motivation. Hey, we're right here. We just need to work our asses off a lot more, and we can overcome this. Now that the Toronto Raptors are not even, well, they might be in the playoffs as the 8th seed. I highly doubt it. They shouldn't. But they can actually, if they can motivate themselves enough, train themselves better, they can actually be good. Because in the end, the team did not run through Jimmy Butler. The team is running through Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And that's how it's going to be for the next decade in Philadelphia. Now to the Los Angeles Lakers. DeMarcus Cousins is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's actually funny because I'm a Lakers fan myself and I never saw this coming. I remember it was December of 2017. And I was saying that the team that LeBron should sign with, that probably everyone overlooks, is the New Orleans Pelicans. Because at the time, they had Anthony Davis who was going off. DeMarcus Cousins, who was still healthy. This was before the Achilles tear. Just imagine adding, and they were running over everyone that was in their way. So just imagine adding LeBron James to a team like that. They'd have a team with Jrue Holiday, Rajon Rondo if he would have signed the veteran minimum, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins. And now the Lakers have probably recreated that entire team minus Jrue Holiday. Wow. DeMarcus Cousins nowhere near as good as he was then, but he's still pretty good. And I feel like people forget how good Anthony Davis was in the 2017-2018 season. He came in third place in MVP voting, took the Pelicans to the sixth seed, swept the Portland Trailblazers with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and Jusuf Nurkic, stunned the Warriors in one of the games in round two, who would be the soon-to-be champions, who seemed almost unbeatable. And that was all thanks to Anthony Davis. If he can do that in 2019-2020, and LeBron can actually go back to his old self, then they don't even need DeMarcus Cousins to have success. DeMarcus Cousins is just a huge topper to the Lakers. And it's going to be interesting to see the matchup, because basically, like I already said, it's basically what could have been the 2018-2019 New Orleans Pelicans, just on a different team. Yeah, I think I'm about to end this.